Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name?
First name is Ume, U, M as in Mike, M as in Mike, E, and last name is
Can I
Zeddy.
Verify your email address?
It's uhani.f@gmail.com.
Telephone number?
469-878-5786.
And your shipping address?
7118 Schaefer Street, Dallas, Texas, 75252.
All right, thank you for that. One moment. Okay, I've looked at your account for the discount shopping store membership and the sweepstakes entry to win the KitchenAid mixer. Looks like someone entered the sweepstakes drawing back on May 6th for the KitchenAid mixer. Looks like they also signed up for the discount shopping store membership, which is $56.95 a month for the $125 voucher. Now, you are stating that you never created this account on May 6th, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what I can go ahead and do is get your information sent over to your local county police department, so that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We do send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where this was ordered from. I do have to let you be fully aware that if it does come back to the information you verified over this recorded line, you could be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
Sorry, say that again, please.
Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim? Hello?
No, can you say the thing that you said that I said before this thing, all the details?
I'm sorry, what, ma'am?
Can you repeat the whole thing again, please?
Okay, we do get, I can go ahead and get your information sent over to your local county police department, so that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We do send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where this was created from. I do have to let you be fully aware that if it does come back to the information you verify over this recorded line, you could be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
Oh, it'll go to the police and everything?
Correct.
Okay. Let me... I guess I would... Let me check with my credit card company first. I guess I'll file the claim with them rather than you guys.
Well, this will go to your credit card company as well.
Okay, but yeah, I guess I'll rather file the claim with them than you guys.
They're still going to tell you to contact us, ma'am. So we would have to do it here first.
I mean, usually when I file the claim dispute with them, I don't have to go through all these things.
Well, they're going to tell you to contact us first, ma'am. That's how the credit card company works.
Okay, I want to file the dispute.
Okay. That information has been sent over for the beginning of this investigation. We do refund the most recent charge, which will be the $56.95 charge that was just made on yesterday. That refund will take about 3 to 5 business days to go back on your card.
What about all the other charges since June.
Oh, for the beginning of the investigation, we only refund the most recent charge.
But till the investigation, I mean, when they finish the investigation, will I get all the money back when they finish the investigation?
It all depends on how the investigation goes, ma'am. I can't answer that question yet.
Okay. Okay,
Is there
but
anything?
can you close that account for now so it does not?
It's already been canceled by the agent you spoke with.
But I won't get those charges again on my card again, right?
No charges will be made, ma'am. The account has been canceled, so that stops all future charges.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right, thank you.